The staff at Centre Culturel Laurent are happy to be home. "We're still unpacking boxes," said Lynn Gertien. "We went through a lot, with moving to two places." The new building on the corner of Algonquin and Mountjoy welcomed the Laurent team on Monday, November 27. Centre Culturel Laurent has been housed in Timmins Square since August, and is now ready to provide Francophone community members with a full slate of programs and services again. While there is still some work to be done, unpacking and adding logos and signage, the space has hosted two bingo nights already. "We were just about at full capacity on Monday," said Gertien. Bingos are held in a 250-person space that will host performances from Francophone artists throughout the year. Those artists can also access a new green room right off the stage entrance. There is also a new café space, L'Armise, which seats around 70 people and will be open to rent in the future. Attached to that is the new commercial kitchen. Related. Late September opening expected for new Laurent building. "We could rent this for families," said Gertien. "Eventually, what we want to do is a community breakfast, once a month, or depending on who wants to volunteer." There are plans to hold a grand opening event in the spring, which will also be part of the Laurent 55th anniversary celebration. "I got emotional when we celebrated our 55 years a week ago when I did my speech," she said. "Finally, it's here after 8 years. Once we have everything ready, then we'll have the date," said Gertien. "Then we'll invite all the ministry, George Peary, the mayor, and of course all our big donors. So hopefully in the spring for sure." Gertien said they are looking forward to hosting club nights for seniors, darts, and cards on Thursdays, starting next week, as well as new mothers programs, childcare, and other community events. "We want to get the teenagers involved as well," she said. "We will go and talk to them and have them have open house, maybe a hangout space." They are still waiting for their liquor license to go through, and they're expecting it by the end of January. Once that happens, they have concession and bar services in the main event space and L'Armise. "If someone wants to volunteer for now, for the carnival, or we need to hire people," said Gertien. "First thing is the janitor." There is also a large outdoor space for events during Saint Jean-Baptiste celebrations and Carnaval de Hiver. It's located where the parking lot of the old building was. "We really wanted to have that space for the kids," said Gertien.